Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Red Men. Over on Red Men Plus, we've got an amazing show each and every week called Journo Insight with Neil Jones. This is a segment from that where we discuss Marco Asensio, heavily linked of late with a move from Real Madrid to Liverpool. Here's what goals Neil Jones has to say on it. Zenevdro 9450, which I believe is a newcomer to the club legend team. Well done. I have one. What are his thoughts on the new Marco Asensio news that he will cut his wages to join us? Yes, Sport are claiming he'd now be available for 25 million because his contract's up next year. Reduced wage demands. Yeah. How likely to Liverpool?
That's not news. Let's have it back. It's not news. It's a new rumour. He's not going to come to Liverpool, Marco Asensio. You know, he's actually a player that when he's on blob, as people say, is, I love watching him. Like he's technically beautiful, like just a fine footballer, real class sort of player. Liverpool, total nonsense was the dismissal from Liverpool in terms of it just doesn't fit the what they're looking for: age, wages, pedigree, position, style of play. Don't think he fits the bill. He's obviously probably needs to move out of Real Madrid, doesn't he? I don't think he's ever going to be there. Get the level that he wants to be at in terms of game time. They've got the forward line nailed down really with the two Brazilians and Karim Benzema. The midfield's pretty much nailed down for the next decade, it looks like, as well.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, it's, I think it's one to just roll your eyes at and say, look, it's he's going to have to go somewhere this summer or if not next summer, but I don't expect it to be Liverpool.
It doesn't, I just, the whole thing on that, it's a name, so, and again, it feels like you have these transfer rumours now, which are old school Liverpool transfer rumours, and it's playing for a top European side. Yeah, exactly. You know, just like, and you, so you've heard of him, but you know that he's not the main man at that football club. And I think we forget sometimes where Liverpool are at. Yeah. And look at Real Madrid just beat Liverpool in the Champions League final. So, you know, yeah. I'm sure Real Madrid fans would happily spin this point on its head. but Liverpool are not
like squad players,
bottom feeding off the top teams.
I think we talk about Sterling really, but you look at where does he fit in? You know, where does he play at Liverpool? He doesn't play at Real Madrid. You know, what does he get there? He doesn't swap Real Madrid's bench for Liverpool's, you know, starting lineup. He doesn't. You know, we know the players Liverpool have got. We're all interested to see how they're going to fit those players in. Never mind adding another one to the mix. They've just signed Fabio Carvalho, who plays two or three different positions, you know, between the midfield and the attack. In that sense, they've obviously got Harvey Elliott there, who is another one of those who can. I think you can imagine him in two or three different positions. If let's say you play the 4-2-3-1, I think you could imagine him in at least three of those positions. Yeah. So are you going to add a 27? Is he 27? Is he 28?
26.
Or 26. You're going to add a player who's coming into, you know what, he's 7 years older than those two. You know, you're going to add a player into him in the way of those players and you know, whatever his wage demands are. Are you going to do that? I don't think Liverpool are.
He fits the, like, again.
He's a fine player, by the way. Yeah, like, I mean, he played really well against Liverpool in the Champions League in the pandemic season, didn't he? I think he scored, actually.
He's a good player, but it's, you know, he predominantly played right wing for Real Madrid. Mm. And so you could make the case, and I've heard people make this case, is that who's Mo Salah's understudy? And you've named a few names there, but having not seen enough of it, I think there's just the surety of, like, well, you're buying a name that we've all heard of at this sort of level. You don't buy Marco Asensio to be Mo Salah's understudy.
No.
What you want, and this is why it's so hard, is you either have a young lad or lads who you can bring up and hope that they can impact and hope that they can rise to stardom. Yeah. Or you buy someone better, and of course you can't buy anyone better than Mo Salah at this point. So all you're effectively doing is, this has got the Sal Niguez move written all over the game.
I actually was thinking, that name popped into my head when this story, because there was a time when I think the Spanish media would have had you believe that was just a matter of time. You know, I remember another one years ago. This is a real flash from the past. Remember Gaston Ramirez?
Yes, of course.
When he was at Bologna, I think it was, and it was just like, well, he's signing for Liverpool, and everything was just, he's not signing for Liverpool. I'll promise you, he's not signing for Liverpool.
That was the first. That was the one and only direct time I was told by someone at Liverpool. Liverpool will not be signing Gaston Ramirez.
Really?
And that was the going back to our conversation the other week about how it can be quite scary when you're handed something, but it's so believable.
Yeah.
You don't want to put your reputation on the line not happening, because what?
Yeah, I'm happy to put my reputation on the line with Marco Asensio on this one. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's trying to get out of the club. I mean, we had the what was the one quite recently? I'm trying to think. It was Otavio, wasn't it? On last week, same issue. You know, a player that's probably going to be on the move: Liverpool, Manchester United, Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester City. They're not bad teams to link. You know, if you're looking to sniff out people who are maybe on the fence over whether to do it, if you think, oh, 25 million, and Liverpool are keen, you know, you sort of think, I know that's an easy sort of tactic to go for.
Well, we were joking earlier about mentioning, like, you know, Arsenal and that kind of stuff. This is the kind of rumour that gets you to move to Arsenal or to get you a move to another one of those Champions League chasing clubs. And that's where I could see that he could be a major coup for one of those type of clubs. But that's what it has, that vibe to me, as I said, about it feeling like an old school Liverpool transfer rumour where, clearly a good football player, but if you're going to make a move for Marco Asensio, then you've got to have a plan. I don't think he's one you go, oh, and we'll get him, because that's where you end up with Saul, where you're picking someone because he's a name and he's played at a decent level.
Yeah,
but it's like you could see him ending up at Chelsea because of the way Chelsea are conducting themselves at the moment, where you go, oh, well, I've heard of this guy. Let's kind of get him in. But Liverpool just don't do business like that anymore.
No, I mean, they do sign players, or they have signed players of sort of 25, 26, but they have been players that there's a way of them fitting in, and I don't see it with Asensio. I didn't, you know, before he signed, I didn't see Luis Diaz as being the obvious sign, and then as soon as you signed, you go, that's where he fits in. Jota, I think I actually did see that as a sign that you thought, yeah, I see why they've gone for him. He plays that kind of style. Mane, Salah, straight away, you saw them fit in.
Thiago.
Yeah, I mean, Thiago's a different one in the sense of, Thiago was one that probably I wouldn't say an indulgent signing, but it's probably one that, like, a luxury of, look, we've worked hard to get to this level, you know, we can get a boss one here. Yeah. Like we'll do a.
I'm getting the Pearlescent paint on me.
Yeah, because
I got that bonus this
year. Yeah, absolutely. I think he was a bit different, but Nunes and Carvalho are sort of a bit younger, but again, you see the style and the growth. I just think Asensio's probably just in the middle in terms of everything. He's all right, and he plays kind of in the right positions. He's certainly not a Salah understudy. You couldn't try and play the same way with him on the right instead of Salah. You might be able to play different ways, but he certainly wouldn't be a right winger that you go, right, okay, Salah's out for 3 months, Marco Asensio's going to score us 15 goals. It doesn't feel realistic at all. Liverpool don't really play with a number 10. I don't think he's going to play down the left. They've got a couple. So it's just hard to see him fitting in. And I hope that in a couple of months, I think Carvalho might be the one that people are just looking at and saying, what were we even thinking about? Sort of wondering if we need another forward. You know, there we go. We'll have him.
No, and that's it. We keep having this. This is like a recurring theme of the last few weeks of like trying to analyse Liverpool's transfer business. Fabio Carvalho is either just another lad or he's a big part of what Liverpool are planning, and we've got no idea of quite what he's going to look like. Everyone can envisage Nunes.
Yeah.
But it's harder to envisage what he is.
I think it's just an unusual... It's an unusual... path, isn't it, really, that, like, can you be that good if you were playing in the Championship, you know, can you, you know, but he is, well, to Liverpool he is, you know, I've spoken to people about him, and they do say, like, they're really excited about it, and it won't be long before he's showing it. You know, maybe the fuss comes with the fee a little bit, and because he's come from Fulham, it isn't quite sort of held up the same way, but, you know, he's a level above where Harvey Elliott was at when he came to Liverpool. And we see how exciting Harvey Elliott is, you know, now. He's got a lot more under his belt than Elliott had when he turned up. I think Elliott said he's one of his favourite players he's ever played with coming through. I have a feeling that he might just become this sort of player in pre-season where everyone just goes, woof, wow, where have they got this guy from?
Yeah, well, we talked about a couple of the lads who we don't think will make it onto the tour, but you think about like Mazowski's as an example, who are very highly rated, and there's a lot of people who are hyping them at that young age, but he's not getting near the first team squads.
I think
and stuff
on the bench, for the first, you know, and there's been other players, contemporaries, who've played and been there, you know, he hasn't yet, you know. I think Kay Gordon's got massive potential, but I think he's potentially a real, real player. But Carvalho's like two years above him in terms of, you know, age and experience. So if we're excited about Kay Gordon, I think we should be really excited about Fabio Carvalho.
I think that makes perfect sense. I hope that's put that to bed neatly for everyone. Apologies.
Thanks for the question, though.
Yeah, sorry, absolutely. Yeah, apologies to Marco Asensio's agent as well. Yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.